Aircheckdownloads.com.
Stephen Karen, morning. Thanks for your message as well on 0191 488 3188. That's how you WhatsApp us. Jamie's been on. He says, can you do a whisper out for Matt, who's at work getting everyone to work this morning? I'm guessing, is he getting everyone to work outside this morning? Because he says it's cold outside.
Does he not mean getting everyone to work? He's a taxi driver or a bus driver, like taking people to work?
Who knows?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. But anyway, morning, Matt. Thanks for listening to the show.
Stephen Karen's little bucket list.
Stephen Karen's little bucket list continues through the summer holidays. Last week, Mandy from Stanhope had her dream come true. She always wanted to learn how to play the bagpipes, so we made it happen thanks to Susie, the Piper Lassie of Shields, who came in to teach Mandy.
Keep puffing. Keep going. And then when you think you've got it full, blow.
You're all puffed out.
Wait, keep going. Put some pressure in the bag.
It was a lot harder than it looked, bless her.
Yes.
Tomorrow you'll hear us tick another little thing off a bucket list, but what on earth is all this about?
This is really tiny.
Oh my God. Oh yeah, they're sticky, isn't it?
Yeah, really, really sticky.
Tiny and it's sticky and it's something off a little bucket list. You'll have to listen tomorrow if you want to know what that's about.
Yeah.
And if you've got something you'd like us to help you tick off your little bucket list, we'd love to hear from you.
We would. Dead easy. Just drop a message on that number I gave you before for WhatsApp. It's 0191 488 3188.
I mean, we've had Paula from Stanley who wants to spend the night in a police cell. Peter from Gateshead wants to learn how to do a backflip. Julie from Burnhamfield wants to have a great big food fight. These are all little bucket list things. They're all strange, but the stranger the better. Please get in touch.
0191 488 3188. We'd love to hear from you.
Easy come, easy go. No.
Bruno Mars there. I have some space news for you, Steve. I know.
Space news.
I know how much you enjoy your space news.
I love me space news.
The International Astronomical Union have launched a competition.
The who, sorry?
The International Astronomical Union.
Sorry, say that again?
The International Astronomical Union.
Oh, she said it right again.
They've launched a competition to name the 20 exoplanets that NASA's James Webb Space Telescope's going to study. You know that big telescope that basically it's the largest optical telescope in space.
Yeah, it's looking even further into space than ever before. They're getting closer to the moment when the Big Bang first happened, aren't they?
Well, they reckon there's going to be these 20 exoplanets that they'll be able to pick up on this telescope, and they want people to name them, but they're a bit worried that everyone's just going to go for Planet McPlanet Face after the whole Bodie McBow Face thing. You've got till November the 11th to enter the competition. How on earth would you start naming a planet?
Well, that's why you would say Planet McPlanet Face, wouldn't you?
Planet McPlanet Face, yeah. We need to come up with a new version of that, don't we?
No, because that is just the best version ever. And I'm still gutted to this day that boat never got called Boaty McBoatface. It's an absolute disgrace. 7:07, Dermot Kennedy now. This is Something to Someone, Stephen Karen.
There's lessons in love sometimes.
Aircheckdownloads.com.